Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Flint, Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is April 14th, 2024. It's been a full week of news and sound bites that's being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. Time to be vocal is now. Silence is implied consent. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles for provocative insight and analysis, and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address has changed. It's still the name of the show, which is just a little bit of abbreviation. It's otbpsteve@gmail.com. That's otbpsteve@gmail.com. Our phone call number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Well, I might just say, I start the show off with, I had my my cage rattled the past few hours, a couple hours here. I've been kind of sweating bullets here. As my elderly mother of 89 years old over-medicated herself with diltiazem, Cardizem, a calcium channel blocker used for hypertension and for rate control for her atrial fibrillation. Been sweating some bullets here, talking her through to it to a point where she's close to a hospital. Call 911 if you get any worse here. I'm listening to her, talking to her. And if your blood pressure drops any lower, and call 911 and get you to the hospital. This is a bad situation to be in when I'm 1,000 miles away. No other family members nearby. I did call one of her friends who ended up coming over. And pretty much we sweated it out all together. Pretty much I told her to get her feet up high to increase venous return to keep her blood pressure up. And we rode the storm out together. And she did. She rebounded. She did fine and wore off the dose. She did a double dose. Now, this is a common problem with elderly that we see it all the time in the hospital. Either it's over-medicated or under-medicated. And it's symptomatic either way, depending on what medication. And this is a blood pressure medicine and rate control for the atrial fibrillation. And so I pretty much told her, get in your chair, put your blood pressure cuff on, put your feet up high, have some water right there next to you to drink some water, get some volume in yourself. Do not take your diuretic. Do not take your Lasix to pull fluid off. You need fluid on board right now. And we're going to ride this thing out together for a while here and see what happens. So I was in constant communication with her, and she's sending me blood pressures and this and that. And we rode the storm out. And, of course, she rode the storm out, and I said, forget your 5 o'clock dose, and we'll look at your 10 o'clock dose, which is coming up in a couple hours. And if you meet the guidelines, and these are specified guidelines of blood pressure and heart rate, then you may take the dose. Other than that, you go through the night and do the next morning, start your regimen. You know, I set her up on a schedule here of on her medications, these pill boxes. These pill boxes are a great thing. I think what happens is that the elderly make too many days, too many weeks in a row, get a little confusing. And I said, from now on, you do 1 week at a time. You fill your pill box 1 week at a time, and that's all you need to do. And, of course, keep an eye on your blood pressure and your heart rate. So, again, we rode this storm out. I hate this. This is one of the most frustrating problems I've ever had to deal with, not only in the hospital setting with elderly that seem to forget, oh, I forgot I didn't take it. Did I take it? Oh, I'll take an extra dose. No big deal. I'll take a dose. Well, on some things, it doesn't really matter so much. On blood pressure medicine, it matters a whole lot. And we dodged the bullet on this one here. And I told her, you can't make this mistake again. I'm serious. You can't. You can't make this mistake. 64% of the population, elderly population, make this mistake on a regular basis. And the number of hundreds of thousands of deaths probably every year attributed to people mistaking medication in the elderly, yeah, it's I can believe it. Maybe it's even higher than that. I think I read somewhere 64%. But so that's over with. I'm fine. We're happy. And let's just cross our fingers she understands the meaning of a schedule and the dosage, the proper dosage to take, and this doesn't happen again. If not, I guess I'm taking a little flight up to Indy, so we'll see what happens here. You know, this time last week, we were all kind of getting excited. Some people were getting excited. I was not going to get excited because the eclipse was not going to even come near me. I think maybe 60%, you know, or even if even that, 60%, there's no way. My mother saw the full eclipse. It was great. Mike Rivero saw it. Beautiful. Awesome. But I wasn't in that pathway to catch it, and so unfortunately. And I do believe I do have some past recollection of a child. Maybe I was a child you know, somewhere around 6 or 8 years old and staring, maybe looking up through some smoked glass as my mom held it, I believe. And that was a long, long time ago. But I guess we'll get another shot at it someday here, and maybe this time I'll get to, a chance to witness it. I actually was doing a show with Steve Starrs on that Monday, and my window, my office here, my studio, has two windows. And these are really kind of nice, these blinds we have. They're not, what are they called? These nice blinds, and they're wooden, and they flip up and down. They open up. Kind of nice. And I can see the crack, little crack in the light outside, and that light never changed. And I'm thinking, shouldn't it maybe be getting a little darker by now? And later on, I looked and realized why we were not going to. So nothing changed for us. It was sunny as can be. And I walked out saying, I guess, you know, I don't know. I have to look this up. I didn't pay much attention to it. And then I was curious towards the end. I was hoping maybe we might get to see it, and did not. So, again, maybe next time. But nothing happened here down here in Central Florida. Not a thing. Not a thing. Well, let's talk about the big news in the last 24 hours. Of course, y'all have been watching this. I've been watching it over the weekend. With Mike Rivera, we're going back and forth. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And so I can tell you right now, for the next 48 hours, we're going to hear lies and lies and more lies and disinformation and misinformation. It's going to be hard to figure this one out for at least 48 hours. And I'm crossing my fingers that Real America's Voice and maybe Newsmax, maybe, just maybe, might get to the bottom of the truth here, really what's going on with this Iran attack here. Attacking Israel here. And right now, the screen is lighting up all the time saying, Israel under attack, Israel under attack. Yeah, I know, Israel under attack. And last time, it was months and months ago, they were running that headline for Ukraine under attack, Ukraine under attack. Of course, they wore that out quite fast. And now they're on to Israel under attack, which is interesting because next week is the Congress will be getting together next week and deciding what an aid package would be going to Israel. Isn't that quite interesting? Isn't that quite interesting, the timing of that? Well, you know it's going to be a whopper sum now after what happened today or last night. You know it's going to be a whopper number, huge number. Here, add a few more zeros. I think you need more zeros on that aid package to Israel. But supposedly, Iran, we're being told by our government, and of course the mainstream media is parroting exactly what Washington's saying. And how do you know they're actually telling you the truth? You think about it. How do you really know that what you're hearing in the mainstream media is the truth? If Washington is lying to you and the mainstream media is lying to you, then how do you know the truth? Because the real fact checkers, like Glenn Greenwald and others, who come out are squashed, are silenced, and attacked. And so it's very hard to figure out really what the truth is. I just go back to past records. To be honest with you, I go back to a past record of performance from either the mainstream media or the government itself. And we see a pattern of lies coming from both. So essentially, why am I to believe you? If you tell me greater than 300 drones from Iran attacked Israel, how do I know that? How can I verify 300 drones actually being sent out to Israel? How can we verify that? By the way, supposedly, if this is a true number, then the Israelis have one hell of a defense system because they blocked or intercepted 99% of those drone attacks. Wow! Isn't that funny? Wow, they knocked 99% of those out of the air. They got rid of them. But they didn't know when Hamas was attacking the first time. On October, was it 10th? We were taken by surprise. Surprise attack. We didn't know it was coming. You didn't know it was coming. But you knew this one was coming, and you had the smarts evidently to intercept 99% of the time. You've got them out of the air, you won. So it doesn't fit. You know, they fooled us. They beat our system. We've got a great defense system. And they beat our radars. They beat everything. Everybody was sleeping on the job, evidently. And they just snuck in, a sneak attack. A sneak attack on Israel. Yeah, right. You believe that? So again, this next 48 hours is going to be very difficult to figure out really what is the truth here. Now, I understand that Netanyahu has refrained from a retaliatory attack on Iran. Joe Biden has been the broker to peace on that one, to say, don't do it. Don't do it. We don't support that. We're not going to do that. And Netanyahu is evidently because that aid is in, the aid package is looming. It's hanging overhead now, and it will be decided next week, I guess, if Netanyahu doesn't does his retaliatory attack. He can just maybe piss that away. He doesn't want to do that. And so he's for the time being, he's not retaliated against Iran on this one here. It's interesting that Rudy Giuliani, and I never have liked this guy. I haven't liked him. I never have liked him. I look at him, he's kind of a weasel. And, you know, I know the libtards came after him, the woke came after him and found him guilty of defamation of character from a couple of election workers in Georgia. Saddled him with a $138 million fine against them, against him. And I think it's hilarious. First of all, I don't know if he even has that kind of money. I'm sure he was quick to have his lawyers and his people watching his money, trying to protect his money and start hiding stuff as fast as he can. Don't think he's actually worth $138 million. But that's actually an outrageous amount anyway to begin with. Again, another Fourth Amendment violation of an unjust fine, excessive fine. But I don't like him anyway, so I'm not going to make a big deal about Rudy Giuliani. But he made a comment today saying that if Ronald Reagan were in office, Ronald Reagan would have sent missiles over and destroyed their nuclear capacity before the first missile came into Israel. He would have taken them out. Makes him sound like a hawk. I do believe Ronald Reagan was a hawk. But to actually say that, that's what Ronald Reagan would have done. He would have just preemptively just struck this country here. And I have a problem with preemptive. I have a really problem with preemptive. Because if one country says preemptive, I'm doing a preemptive strike on this country here, then we all have the go-ahead, I guess, ourselves for our countries to say, well, we're going to do the same. We're going to do a preemptive strike also. And then you get everybody doing, well, I think they're going to strike us, so I'll strike them first. And then you get everybody just says, I got hunches, and then striking. We got a nuclear war now going on. But this is getting ugly. I think it's getting closer and closer to dragging the United States into a war with Iran. A very, very bad mistake. We're bogged down with the Ukraine war already. And by the way, why are we still sending money to Ukraine? There was an article I read today that said, why bother? Seriously, why bother? You're going to lose. You know, you don't have the soldiers anymore. You can have the ammo. You can have the weapons. But if you don't have men in your fighting army, you're going to lose. That's a bottom line. That's what's going to happen here. So why are we continuing to fund a losing effort for Ukraine? Ukraine is not going to defeat Russia, flat out. I guarantee you that. It's not going to happen. And NATO can stick their nose in this all they want. There's, 32 NATO nations out there. And I actually understand Vladimir Putin's concern of NATO growing, getting bigger, and moving into territory they shouldn't be in. It's very threatening. We would find it threatening if they did that to us. If Russia moved missiles to Cuba right now, and Cuba's really close to Florida, I think we'd all be concerned, as saying that's kind of a threatening message to be having nuclear weapons pointed at the United States and Cuba from Cuba. And they're not stupid enough to do that, because they know that would be a provocateur type situation. And then somebody's going to push the button. But you don't provoke other countries. You look to finding peace and ways to talk and resolve your problems, but not this administration. Not this administration. No. There's too much damn money to be made in threats and fear and war to give that up. I mean, the military-industrial complex is salivating at the idea that they'll be the only ones really who will profit from a war. Everybody else will have to sacrifice and give in, and taxes and everything else out through the roof. But don't we have enough shortages already? Don't we have enough shortages already on everything you can think of? I mean, seriously, can we get in a war? Can we really do that when you had shortages for the last 3 years piling up? We don't have this, you don't have this, you don't have this. And now you want to get yourself in a war. One of the big things, problems I have with, I don't like this idea that we're cozy and snuggly with Israel. Flat out, I'm not an Israel firster, never have, never will be. I have a problem. First of all, I guess I need to probably look up how many millionaires or billionaires live in Israel. There must be. There must be some very wealthy oligarchs in Israel. Do we ever hear about them? There's somebody making money there. There's never been a forensic audit of any of the money we've ever given Israel. I'd like to know where my money goes. First of all, you never had my permission to begin with to take our money to send to another country. You've never had our permission. And every time we do give money to, like, Israel, who uses it in a capacity in the military to maybe go after somebody or bomb another country or Syria or do something else like that, well, then we're kind of the middlemen. You know, we're like the middlemen in that war between this country and Israel. And so that puts us directly in the fight here, and now we're locked in financially forever, it seems like. Again, the only people who really benefit from all this would be the military-industrial complex. All those companies out there that make the firearms, they make the clothing, the helmets, the helicopters, the aircraft, all those people really benefit, but the rest of us will sacrifice. And on top of, again, we've been dealing with shortages for 3 years now. 3 years we've been dealing with shortages, and now we could get thrown into a war. I don't like this cozy relationship. I think it's a relationship I would end. If I were Donald Trump, first of all, they've crapped all over Donald Trump. He gave them everything they wanted and asked for when he was president, and they crapped on him. They crapped on him. So stop this nonsense of calling good old Israel our allies, our good friends, the Israelis. Please stop with that nonsense stuff. You know what? Why doesn't Israel do what this country does, which is not a good thing? Maybe they're smart enough to know that. But if this country here, the Federal Reserve, is printing money left and right out of thin air and using it to pay down bills or pay for this and that, how come Israel doesn't have some stash, some reserve in their Federal Reserve? Where are they? Are they completely a poor country? Are they really a poverty country? They're not the country like Haiti. They're not in poverty. They get free money from us, and I still don't understand how they get the free money from us in aid from being good friends. I don't get that. I think there's something that's been held over our head. I think a little blackmail's been going on for a long damn time. I speculate and believe it's probably related to many things. The JFK assassination, for one. A number of things they could hold over your head to blackmail you to comply and to give in to their wants and needs. So it doesn't appear to be something that's going to end, and it probably would not end under Donald Trump either. He hasn't learned his lesson. He hasn't been kicked hard enough by Israel. He's still very compliant, or is he worried that maybe the Israelis had part of the maybe they were part of the assassination on JFK? Maybe it was more than just Oswald. Maybe there was an Israeli, the Mossad there, part of the JFK assassination. I would not be surprised. But there's something definitely being held over the head of America to get America to comply and really never say no to Israel. They never say no. So the Israelis want our money. The government wants our money. But they're too damn poor to pay for their forgotten Jews. I keep seeing that commercial on TV. It's getting under my skin. I'm getting tired of the I'm sick of that, okay? I see these elderly Jewish women crying on TV. There's no food in my refrigerator. Well, hey, we just sent $30 billion over to Israel. Knock, knock. Hey, starving Jews over here. Could you help us out a little bit? You know, why is it my problem? Why do Americans have to turn on TV and watch that commercial? I'm a nice guy. But if your own government is turning their back on you, ask the question, why are they turning their backs on you? Why are they turning their back on you, the forgotten Jews? I have an issue with that. And you're never going to hear this on Real America's Voice. You're never going to hear this on Newsmax. God, I could never say these things on air for the mainstream media, even the RAV or Newsmax. Oh, they'd say, you're an anti-Semite, Steve. No, I'm not. I'm America first. I am America first. If there's something left over in the tank later on, maybe, just maybe, I might share it if I think you deserve it. I'm simply not going to hand it over to you with no strings attached here. No way. Not going to happen. this country is going belly up in the economics world. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And we keep making more debt. And they said, well, we're at $34 trillion. Oh, it's not so bad. And another $1 trillion every 100 days. $1 trillion debt every 100 days in this country. And the Democrats and the Republicans would probably all tell you there's really no difference between $34 trillion in debt and $40 trillion in debt. See, there's really not a big difference. It's really not that big a difference. Yeah, it's $6 trillion more added on to our national debt, which is passed off to me, our children, our children's children, and on down the line here. So don't tell me it doesn't matter. It does matter. But they don't think it matters because they already have it planned. The Democrats and the Republicans are on my shit list right now, big time, especially after the FISA renewal awards here. I am so hot. I hate Democrats. I hate Republicans. I'm trying to find the list of those cowardly Republicans, the Nazis, the communists that are in our government right now, who signed on to FISA. Evidently, it's going to be controlled and watched for just for 2 years instead of 5 years. But they're going to have the power to snoop and poop anywhere they want to go. Look at your bank records. Look at this. Look at that. Listen to your phone calls. To look at your emails. Look at your texts. Create a database. Man, did you ever think this was going to ever happen in this country where people were screaming democracy, freedom, the American eagle, the flag? Did you ever think that your government could go full-blown Nazi on you, communist? Did you ever think this could happen? I told my mother, 89 years old, and she probably didn't want to hear this. She escaped communism in Germany, and she comes to America to experience later on in her life, her late life, communism in America. You escape communism only to go back into communism, and you leave this world in communism. It's amazing. It's a mind blower. Mind blower. Well, it's again, no more aid for Ukraine. It's done. They can't win, possibly win. It's ridiculous to even continue to fund this thing. We need to save our money. We need to save our money. Hard times are coming, man. They are coming. We need to save our money. But they don't. They don't care because they know they're going to float you over into the digital currency. The digital currency that's going to control each and every one of us. And if you don't behave yourself, Steve, we're going to take $1,000 out for not taking your shots, $1,000 out for this. They're going to use that digital currency to control each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. The digital currency is a very, very bad thing. Very bad thing. They will sell to you as a convenience. Oh, you don't have to have a wallet now. You don't have to have money in your pocket, you know. But again, also, who controls the money? Who holds the money controls the money, and the banks will have your money converted over to a digital currency, and the government will have their hand right there squeezing the tit of that bank, that institution, to say, well, you know, we've seen the banks already do this, comply and agree and send a little slip and saying, you know, so-and-so pulled out $10,000 or tried to pull $10,000 out of his bank account, or he put in an excessive amount of money into his account today. I think, you know, the FBI should take a look at that. Amazing. Amazing. All on supposedly to catch drug dealers, which they never have done. And they don't want to do, because if they wanted to stop drugs, they could stop drugs, but they don't. They don't want to stop it. It's got to be some kind of kickback scam on this one here to allow drugs in this country and not stop it. Why, you know, I always ask people this. I said, why, if the war on drugs, we've had a war on drugs forever and ever. I remember since the Nancy Reagan days. Just say no. Well, that'd be nice, but Americans are kind of weak people. They need crutches, they need drugs. So, no, that's not going to happen. But if the drugs are coming in, the cartels in Mexico are the ones bringing in the drugs from wherever they get it, and they have mules to bring the drugs into America, then why not send your military into Mexico? How about a head-to-head here? I mean, come on. Are you telling me the United States military cannot defeat the drug cartels? What kind of weapons do the drug cartels have? We must have much better weapons and firepower. Why will the United States government not go into Mexico, take out the drug cartels that are threatening people and bringing in drugs that are killing people each and every day? Why don't they do that? Well, there's money to be made, Steve. Think about the money being made on illegal drugs in this country. Think about the penitentiary, penal system here, the prison system. It's a moneymaker, right? Every cell is full. Taxpayers pay the bill for health care and everything you can think of. It's a money-making deal. So if you put out the drug cartels, you put them out of business, you also hurt the prison industry and the jails and the courts and the fines from the judges handed down. You really take a big chunk out of their ass on money they could be making. Now, if people really mattered, and they should matter, and they don't seem to matter in this country, they don't. The government would have already done this by now. They would have said, you know what, we got a war. We've got a war on drugs. We're going into Colombia. We're going into Mexico. We're going to take out the drug lords. We're going to give this country back to the people, their people. And then we wouldn't have this mass migration problem, people coming from these countries into our country. Wouldn't happen. But they don't want to do it. They'd rather just chase the boogeyman that they created, Al-Qaeda, Taliban. They'd rather chase them in other countries and continue to chase them and never defeat them. I think that's quite embarrassing. If we're a superpower, how come we can't defeat the terrorists? A terrorist group of 25,000 we cannot defeat. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And we have some amazing weapons and things we could do to stop the mass migration to this country, but they don't want to do it. The face of America will change, and that's all by design. Because Joe Biden is a communist. He does not love this country, and he hates you. He thinks you're a sucker.
Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
When I think about you, the people through, and it seems to make me mad. When I see the mortgage door, and I'm leaving you, visions of my busy day seem to come to view. I try so very hard, I know, to meet the
man. I'm going to go back to talk about FISA a little bit here. I have to agree that, the only politician I look at, and she's not perfect by any means, I'm impressed with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think the woman's, she's got some backbone and more below the equator there. The woman's, she says what has to be said, and she takes a lot of backlash for what she says. But I would have to say, and I would have to agree with her, that to get rid of the FISA, or get rid of it. FISA is a tool of the deep state, no doubt about it. FISA is a tool of the deep state. It's simple. It's quite simple. If you have probable cause and you show evidence of a crime being committed, and it's something at a high magnitude here that maybe involves national security or something, okay, this is pretty simple. You show that proof to a judge. The judge looks at it and says yes or no. He says no, you don't get a warrant. He says yes, you get a warrant. And you take that warrant, and that warrant lasts for a certain number of days. It doesn't last forever. But you get the warrant and you can do your job. I have no issues with that at all. But this has been abused. The FISA court has been abused. We saw that with the Russiagate. We've seen that many times over. They were actually spying on Donald Trump in Trump Tower. We know this for a fact. And who gave the order on that one? Well, Barack's insane Obama did. So we know that this institution here, FISA court, has been used. It's been weaponized against political opposition. It's sad. This is what the communists do. Instead of debating your political opponent, let's find some dirt, or let's sneak around and we'll find something to take them down, because you cannot debate the other side. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now here. And we know this is going on again, because we still know that Barack Obama is still pretty much in the loop here, what's going on. I think he's in his third presidency now. I'm pretty sure he's the one trying for the fourth presidency as the puppet behind the curtain here. But, doing fundraisers for Joe Biden and all this money he's trying to generate for the cause here. This is bad. This is very bad. Again, the FISA court needs to go. It's if there ever was anything good about it, maybe it was when you followed the actual true guidelines of showing, offering proof, and then getting a warrant. Okay. But it's gone beyond that now. I don't know how they're controlling judges, or judges are just rubber stamping everything. Boom, boom. Yeah, sure. What the hell? What else you got? I got a pile over here. Okay, give me the pile of the stamp, 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 stamp. And they go out there and surveillance and look for things to find on you. You know, there's no crime, but we're throwing the nets out just to see if we can find one. And that's not how it's done. That's not how it's done. This is not America. That's not American. That's third world stuff here. That's Banana Republic stuff. It's got to go. FISA's got to go. Let's see. The Donald Trump talked about kicking FISA and getting rid of FISA. I would get rid of FISA, get rid of the CIA and the FBI. And, you know, we have 17 intelligence agencies. Do you really need 17? Isn't there a lot of crossover overlap on having 17 intelligence agencies? Do you really need 17? Are the people that nasty and mean that they need to be spied on that you need 17 intelligence agencies? Oh, do we have terrorism issue here, and that's why we're going to do this? We have a problem with terrorism. Oh, 9/11. Well, we forget about the inside job, but we're going to have a war on terror, and we need 17 intelligence agencies so we can catch the boogeyman. Of course, they never do catch the boogeyman. They keep chasing. The dog chases his tail. Round and round and round it goes, and nothing ever happens here. Amazing. And this is what you're paying for. This is amazing. This is your super power policeman of the world, government, military. This is what you pay for, to spy on you, to arm 87,000 IRS agents with a Glock 9mm. Did you ever think that, you know, these tax people would be carrying around a gun? Isn't that weird? Is that not weird? You know, you send a letter out, or you have an issue with somebody. Do you really need to have the gun? And what happens if the IRS agent pulls the gun? What is he just? Well, he has the right to. You. We've given him the training, and he has the gun, and therefore, if he pulls his firearm and uses it, he must have been justified, and that's the way we see it. We don't need to have any hearings and trials and nothing like that. He gets a pass, amnesty, I guess you might say, or something like that, and they just keep going on. And I mean, that's just kind of has the reputation right there all over it of communism and Marxist. Amazing. I would have never figured that IRS agent carrying around a gun. Wow. It'd be like arming the ice cream man that comes into your neighborhood to sell ice cream to your kids because he's worried about the kids. You know, they may try to reach in and steal an ice cream bar or something. You know, I got to pack some heat because, you know, this is a tough neighborhood, these kids. They ride on these bicycles behind your ice cream truck. You know, it's threatening. You never know how this is going to turn out. I've yet to hear of an ice cream truck being knocked off, but, you know, it could happen. I think if it happened, it would probably happen in Chicago. There's so many damn shootings in Chicago. I mean, it's like the poster child of gangland warfare there. Speaking of which, wife and I were talking just the other day, and I said, you know, something else that nobody's talked about is the coming gang wars of turf wars coming soon from the Venezuelan gangs and MS-13 and all these other gangs and the Crips and the whatever, and they're all going to be saying, hey, man, this is my turf. And they're going to say, hey, this is my turf. We're bigger than you. We're mightier than you. We're going to take this turf over. And you got now a gangland war of drug turfs and people fighting back and forth. And the people that would be killed in the crossfire and all, allowing new gangs to come in to compete with other gangs when the nation has been what? Basically, the police have been defunded. So you defund the police, you allow more gangs to come in, you allow more people to come in who could be terrorists come in, and then we get a terrorist attack somewhere down the line, probably before November, the election. And we go to immediate lockdown again, not a COVID lockdown this time. No COVID lockdown. This one here is a terrorist lockdown because we're scared of the boogeyman. We're being attacked in all these major cities here, and it's not Antifa, and it's not Black Lives Matter. These are really bad guys. How did they get into this country? Well, they swam over and walked over. And the United States government, I just want to set the record straight here, did not fly in 300,000 illegals into this country and disperse them across the country. They did not. I want to just tell you right now, that's a big, bold lie. There was not 300,000. There was 400,000 flown into this country, sent to red states to flip those states. They're finally admitting it. Remember, they always lie about the numbers. Always lie about the numbers. Always lie about the numbers. They catch a fish. Well, it was a 19-inch fish. You know, they lie about everything. Everything in numbers they lie about. But it wasn't 300,000 flown in. It was 400,000. 400,000. People you don't know. Don't have any idea of their backgrounds, what they've done. And we know this is nothing more than a Muriel boat lift from Cuba. It happened back, 1980? I think it was November 15th to the 30th or something like that. 1980. Castro opens up his prisons and said, go to America. Jimmy Carter, a weak president that he was, said, sure, we'll take him. They're good, kind people. They were just a little misunderstood. And that's how they got in prison. They're just misunderstood. And let's screw up South Florida with them, okay? Let's screw up South Florida and have a Mexican, a Cuban drug war down there. Do you remember the movie Scarface? All right? That's real. That's real, Miami. That happened. Let's take our first call tonight. I'm going to take a sip of water and cool off. Chance in West Virginia, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. You know, you remember how people wanted to flood down the Florida not too long ago?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've come to the conclusion that Florida in the future just might be one of the most dangerous places to be now, because I think they're going to flood that state with a lot of illegals, which they're already doing. In other words, all these people who moved down there, I heard, that moved down there from New York are moving back to New York.
And let them go. I don't care. I really don't care.
I don't have a problem with them coming here,
but come here legally. And if you come here from New York or New Jersey, you don't bring your failing politics down to my state and screw my state up. This is going to be one hell of a test for Governor Ron DeSantis, Chance. This is going to be one big test for him of how he's going to be able to handle. Now, he tackled the government when it came down to COVIDs and lockdowns. Did a fine job there. He ran a terrible presidency, a terrible campaign, the worst I think I've ever seen. But he did take on the federal government when it came down to the COVID fraud, and I respect him for that. I guess I can't expect perfect, but he did that at least. He's got a hell of a job ahead of him to make sure that everything we've created and we've done down here is not erased because of illegal immigration. And if he can't do that, well, he can kiss his chances of ever becoming a president in the future, if we even have a chance of that at all. And you know what? You and I agree that the whole voting thing, how corrupt it is, and it goes back much further than the last two elections. It goes back much further than that.
Steve, I will not vote Democrat or Republican. I only vote third party. If there's no third party candidate, I won't even vote.
So you're going to be voting for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right?
No, I thought about him, but when he picked that liberal commie as his running mate, I said, screw that. So I'll go with Constitution Party or something. I will not. Let me tell you something.
You folks
down there in Florida better pay attention to what Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd gave you a warning. Mm-hmm. He told you, heads up, take care of yourself in the future, because I think they're deliberate. Like I said to Robert a year ago, I think, they're going to get everybody to go down there, and then they're going to turn the tide. That's what I think. So you folks better be prepared down there.
So I may have jumped out of the pot into the fire, right?
Maybe,
is that what you're telling me?
Maybe.
California?
Yeah. I can't say for sure. Maybe. Who knows? But I see they're taking in a lot of these illegals. I mean, and they anticipated right-minded people are going to go down there. That's why they're doing this. They got this all game plan, Steve.
Yeah.
And Steve, let me tell you something. Never in my life am I prepared, you know, hearing all these false alarms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life have I so much. I scrambled at the last moment. Made sure I had extra water, extra ice. I've done this in the last 3 years dozens and dozens of times, thinking, okay, this might false alarm might cause something. Let me be prepared, right? And I've come to the conclusion now that these bastards pull these false alarms, or at least they throw it out there. It's trauma-based mind control to keep you off guard. That's what it is. They're gonna, when they pull something, it's going to be totally unexpected. There will be no announcement. There will be no warning whatsoever. That's, I'm convinced now, because these, the way they operate, this is why. Have you found yourself doing that too? Preparing dozens of times in the last 3 years.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, I'm not the only one. You see what I mean? And you know what? I'm getting weary of this. And then I feel like a fool afterwards. I says, wow, I keep doing this dozens of times, making sure when the crap hits the fan that I could handle myself, right? Over and over. And I says, wait a minute. This is trauma-based mind control to keep people all the time in fear. I'm not playing this frigging game no more. I said, that's it. I am convinced that when they do pull something, it'll be completely unannounced. There will be no warning. I'm convinced now. They're breaking
Maybe
down.
Right.
They're
Maybe
breaking
right.
down our will and our defenses, and I see that. I won't let my will get broken.
Yeah.
But
you know,
I thought to myself
with this FISA thing here, Donald Trump would be smart, really smart right now, to address his government overreach, the tyranny of FISA, as it directly, you know, ties into communism immediately. I would address this so fast, make your head pop here. I think that, you know, right now, Chance, word of time, the people are getting sick. They're seeing this, and tired of this, they're seeing this bold, brazen grab of power by the government agencies that will target honest, law-abiding citizens. Whenever you support the wrong candidate or you question the government's narrative on anything you disagree with, Trump should point this out right now. This is a Fourth Amendment violation.
He's not going to
probable cause. Get the warrant.
Steve, he's Zionist control. Look, his son-in-law just made agreements with four Middle East nations to invest in Gaza. So what does this tell you? Now, he's got a wife who goes campaigns and raise money for log cabin Republicans. I got no problem.
Right.
If somebody wants to be a homo, that's their business. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't,
but why would
care.
You? Why are you so concerned with raising money for homo groups? You know, that's his wife. Then you got his son-in-law became partners with four Middle East countries to invest in Gaza land now. So what does this tell you about this frigging guy?
Well, let me give you an idea on that. Let me give you a thought on that. You opened up something good on that one. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think this homosexual agenda was supposed to go along with the Obama administration, except there were too many rumors about his sexuality, and we knew about people coming forward, and we also saw about Big Mike, Michelle Obama, what was going on there, the transgender issue there. And I think it was supposed to happen under the Obama administration, but it couldn't happen under him, or bring more attention and more investigation into his personal life, and more people would have probably come forward. There's a lot of bathhouses out there, you know.
No, they
so
couldn't
I
have Obama. You know why they couldn't have Obama do it? Because he's black. See what I mean? And they didn't want to make him look bad. So they figured, you know, let him control it from behind the scenes, after he's out. And then it can't be directly tied to him. He's pulling the strings, of course.
Oh, I know. I agree. He realized, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to pull this agenda off behind the screen here. No doubt about it. And
they covered for him. They didn't want him to be the one to be directly tied to him. So he's in the background doing it. So this demented old fool, how people think he's controlling anything, I can't understand, because he don't know when to go to the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, I know. He's kind of brain dead.
Trump is pulling a fast one over everybody, too. And I'm getting so tired of hearing better of two evils. I don't give a shit about better of two evils anymore. Evil to me.
I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like that message at all, because you're still voting for evil. I hate it.
You're still voting for evil. Exactly.
You're still voting for evil.
What, you're going to save me $200-$300 on my income tax?
Are there different levels? Are there different levels of evil now? I guess, is it on a category?
Well, that's what they want us to expect. A little less evil. instead of throwing evil off completely. Now, I'm going to vote for a third party, and if people say I'm throwing my vote away, so be it. But I'm not going to pull a lever for these clowns.
You know what? Who I'm voting for? I'm voting for Mike Rivera. I think he's running again this year. So.
Oh, please, now.
He actually did one time. He did actually file to run for president one time, a long time ago. But
So did Pat Paulson.
Pat Paulson, yeah.
No, I mean, anybody could do that. I mean, really now. No, this is, I don't know, man. I don't even think we're going to have an election, to be honest with you.
I don't think we will either. I doubt it, but I could be surprised. I think there's something's going to happen before November. Geez, we've got many, many possibilities here. We're either at war or we have a new virus out there. There's many possibilities, and I don't think they can win. They know they can't win on a head-to-head, and they know we're kind of watching everything, the polling and everything else, and the actual balloting and what's going on, the mail-in and the fraud. When you ruin the economy as much as Biden has done in 3 years, that's not what has people going to the voting booth and pulling the lever for Joe Biden. People are going to vote because of their pocketbooks. Are they happy? Are they wealthier? Does their money go farther? Do they have disposable income? Did they get to go on vacation with the kids? Or are they spending so much money?
Hey, Steve, it's much worse
on everything.
It's much worse than the financial outlook. It's everything now. I mean, we're in desperate. It's not just the economy. That's piss poor, of course. But it's not just that anymore. It's everything. It's the evil.
Yeah, it's everything. Everything the guy touches. And my father used to say this all the time, the government. Everything the government touches turns to shit. He actually said that all the time. I was a little boy and heard that at the dinner table. We talked politics at our table as a child. And Vietnam was going on at the time. And my swim coach came from Vietnam. You know, I remember him coming into the swimming pool area one day. And who's this guy? Well, he's going to be your new coach. He had his fatigues on. I guess he didn't have any regular clothes. And he had fatigues on and his coat. And, he's just got back from Vietnam. He's going to be your swim coach. Vietnam, what was going on there was in our household. We watched it on TV back when the media actually gave you real news and showed you the horrors of war. I remember those at 10 years old. And but you're never going to get that again because that was the biggest mistake.
I'll never forget what my daddy said to me. I was about, I was in my early 30s, I think. And I was visiting my parents, and we were sitting in the family room watching TV. And this was a time when I was into the Christian Coalition, right-wing Republican, all this, conservative, right?
Uh-huh.
And my daddy is more or less a JFK Democrat. You know, he's conservative, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was that type of man. And he said to me, and there was an election at that time, I think, and he said, there's no difference between both parties. This is what my daddy told me. He was smart enough to see this. Because
our parents and grandparents, they knew. They could tell the difference. They could tell the difference between bullshit and Shinola, right?
Yeah, my daddy said that to me, and let me tell you what his daddy, my grandpa, said to me one time. We were talking in his backyard of his home.
Yep.
And he said to me, you know, you have communism here, but it's just not, because they escaped communism. They came here in 1952 from Eastern Europe, okay? And he said, it's communism here, but you just can't see it.
Yep.
They hide it better. That's what he told me. So there you go.
There you go. Chance, I appreciate the call. Got to move on here. Got another call coming in. Appreciate your call always. Great stuff there. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to JR in Georgia. Welcome, JR.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, JR.
Chance hit on a good point. This is all a psychological psyop, has been from the get-go.
Yep.
I mean, we started receiving information from the mainstream media, the main corporate offices. There was something going to happen with Iran this weekend.
Yep.
And I like the point you hit previously in your statement. October 7th, 2023, Israel didn't have a damn clue their ass was about to get handed to them.
Isn't that amazing?
Didn't have a damn clue.
No, Didn't have a clue. They were just like, whoa, what the heck's going on here? Yeah, amazing.
And then all of a sudden, over the weekend, we knock out 99% of these so-called drones and missiles.
Yep.
I don't believe a damn thing about that. That was nothing but
Like I said, the next 48 hours. Next 48 hours is going to be a very difficult time for myself and many others to figure out what's the truth and what's the lies. 48 hours is going to be a tough one because the mainstream media, if the mainstream media and the aligned mainstream media and the government are aligned well, then they repeat the same lies and they don't trip it up. If one varies a little bit, he trips the other one up, and then it goes out of control. You figure out it's been a lie all along. It's going to be tough, 48 hours.
Well, what's also funny, too, Steve, is if I understand the headlines that I read this weekend, Jordan actually assisted in shooting down some of these quote-unquote missiles and drones. If I'm not mistaken, is not Hezbollah in southern Jordan?
You know, I never heard that Jordan was involved in taking down anything.
Yes,
I didn't hear
Jordan
that.
Jordan apparently assisted the UK and the US in the shooting down of his drones and missiles. And plus two, apparently only 30 cruise missiles were launched by Iran. 30.
Yeah.
How many are they supposed to be in possession of?
Who knows? You know what? We're going to go into the second hour on this one here. JR, stay on the phone. We'll come right back to you, okay? Second hour coming right up. Steve Elk is on a Sunday night off the beaten path.
Admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.